NEMA Publication Number 9, Volume 2. Publication Number 9, The American Practical Navigator, Bowditch, Volume 2, 2017 Edition. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 2, Interpolation. 1. What is the finding of value between tabulated entries called? Interpolation. When one quantity varies with changing values of a second quantity and the mathematical relationship of the two is known, a curve can be drawn to represent the values of one corresponding to various values of the other. To find the value of either quantity corresponding to a given value of the other, one finds that point on the curve defined by the given value and reads the answer on the scale relating to the other quantity. This assumes, of course, that for each value of one quantity, there is only one value of the other quantity. Information of this kind can also be tabulated. Each entry represents one point on the curve. The finding of value between tabulated entries is called interpolation. 2. What is the extending of tabulated values to find values beyond the limits of the table called? Extrapolation. The extending of tabulated values to find values beyond the limits of the table is called extrapolation. 3. Interpolation can sometimes be avoided. A table having a single entering argument can be arranged as which type of table? Critical. Interpolation can sometimes be avoided. A table having a single entering argument can be arranged as a critical table. An example is the dip, height of eye, correction on the inside front cover of the Nautical Almanac. Interpolation is avoided through dividing the argument into intervals so chosen that successive intervals correspond to successive values of the required quantity, the respondent. For any value of the argument within these intervals, the respondent can be extracted from the table without interpolation. The lower and upper limits, critical values of the argument, correspond to halfway values of the respondent and, by convention, are chosen so that when the argument is equal to one of the critical values, the respondent corresponding to the preceding upper interval is to be used. 4. The accurate determination of intermediate values requires knowledge of the nature of change between tabulated values. What is the simplest relationship? Linear. The accurate determination of intermediate values requires knowledge of the nature of the change between tabulated values. The simplest relationship is linear, the change in the tabulated value being directly proportional to the change in the entering argument. 5. Which type of interpolation will suffice when the curve representing the values of the table is nearly a straight line, or the portion of the curve under consideration is nearly a straight line? Linear. When the curve representing the values of a table is nearly a straight line, or the portion of the curve under consideration is nearly a straight line, linear interpolation suffices. 6. Which Nautical Almanac tables are interpolation tables for the hourly entries of Greenwich Hour Angle, GHA, and Declination? Increments and Corrections. The Nautical Almanac Increments and Corrections are interpolation tables for the hourly entries of Greenwich Hour Angle and Declination. The increments are the products of the constant value used as the change of GHA in 1 hour and the fractional part of the hour. The corrections provide for the difference between the actual change of GHA in 1 hour and the constant value used. The corrections also provide the product of the change in declination in 1 hour and the fractional part of the hour. 7. The accuracy of linear interpolation usually decreases as the altitude increases. At altitudes above how many degrees, it may be necessary to include the effect of second differences in the interpolation. 60 degrees. The accuracy of linear interpolation usually decreases as the altitude increases. At altitudes above 60 degrees, it may be necessary to include the effect of second differences in the interpolation. When the altitude difference, D, is printed in italic type, followed by a small dot, the second difference correction may exceed 0.25 feet and should normally be applied. 8. Which type of difference is the sum of two successive second differences? Double second difference, delta Sierra delta. Forming the double second difference. The double second difference is the sum of two successive second differences. Although second differences are not tabulated, the DSD can be formed readily by subtracting algebraically the tabular altitude difference immediately above the respondent altitude difference from the tabular altitude difference immediately below. The result will always be a negative value. 9. If the tabulated entries involved in an interpolation are all positive or all negative, the interpolation can be carried out on either a numerical or which other basis. Algebraic. If the tabulated entries involved in an interpolation are all positive or all negative, the interpolation can be carried out on either a numerical or an algebraic basis. Most navigators prefer the former, carrying out the interpolation as if all entries were positive and giving to the interpolated value the common sign of all entries. 10. Which basis should the interpolation be carried out if the tabulated entries involved in an interpolation contain both positive and negative entries? Algebraic. When both positive and negative entries are involved, all differences and corrections should be on an algebraic basis, and careful attention should be given to signs. Test your knowledge. 1. What is the finding of value between tabulated entries called? A. Divination, B. Extrapolation, C. Extraction, D. Interpolation. The answer is D. Interpolation. 2. What is the extending of tabulated values to find values beyond the limits of the table called? A. Extraction, B. Extrapolation, C. Divination, D. Interpolation. The answer is B. Extrapolation. 3. Interpolation can sometimes be avoided. A table having a single entering argument can be arranged as which type of table? A. Standard, B. Sequential, C. Critical, D. Linear. The answer is C. Critical. 4. The accurate determination of intermediate values requires knowledge of the nature of the change between tabulated values. What is the simplest relationship? A. Variable, B. Circular, C. Linear, D. Direct. The answer is C. Linear. 5. Which type of interpolation will suffice when the curve representing the values of a table is nearly a straight line, or the portion of the curve under consideration is nearly a straight line? A. Nonlinear, B. Double, C. Triple, D. Linear. The answer is D. Linear. 6. Which nautical almanac tables are interpolation tables for the hourly entries of Greenwich Hour Angle, GHA, and Declination? A. Inclination and Declination, B. Interpolation and Extrapolation, C. Increments and Corrections, D. Standards and Differences. The answer is C. Increments and Corrections. 7. The accuracy of linear interpolation usually decreases as the altitude increases. At altitudes above how many degrees, it may be necessary to include the effect of second differences in the interpolation. A. 60 degrees, B. 40 degrees, C. 50 degrees, D. 30 degrees. The answer is A. 60 degrees. 8. Which type of difference is the sum of two successive second differences? A. TSD, B. DSD, C. ASD, D. MSD. The answer is B. DSD. 9. If the tabulated entries involved in an interpolation are all positive or all negative, the interpolation can be carried out on either a numerical or which other basis? A. Linear, B. Algebraic, C. Trigonometric, D. Calculus. The answer is B. Algebraic. 10. Which basis should the interpolation be carried out if the tabulated entries involved in an interpolation contain both positive and negative entries? A. Linear, B. Algebraic, C. Trigonometric, D. Calculus. The answer is B. Algebraic. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.